terms that you don't have much help as far as blocking on that puppeteer, how to block the setup so you can do it all yourself. What, you describe that play a little bit?
You know, Coach Brown always preaches to, you know, not fair catch it and, you know, trust that your guys are going to block those guys. And, you know, I trust them. Trust them every game. And, you know, I kind of had to make a guy miss there. The first gunner was coming down. But, you know, other than that, I think the guys blocked great and, you know, gave me a good lane to the touchdown. Yeah, definitely. You know, that was kind of emphasized. We kind of emphasize that every week. It's just, you know, winning on special teams. And, you know, unfortunately, the punt was a little late, the punt return. But, you know, there's a lot of things we're going to have to come back and fix. You know, giving up a lot of field goals, which is, you know, good compared to giving up a lot of touchdowns. So the defense played good on that part. But, you know, we never want to give up any points. Yeah, definitely. You know, it's hard going into the game, getting backed up, you know, every, you know, being backed up and, you know, at the start of every drive. But, you know, it's never good to spot a team, you know, 9 points right off the bat like we did tonight. You know, you just can't do things like that and you know, beat a good team like this, you know. So I think that definitely slowed us down a little bit, took a little bit out of us. But, you know, we just had a tough time getting that first down and getting the drives going there for, you know, 5 or 6 drives in a row. Even when we did have, you know, pretty good field position, we kind of stalled out a little bit. You know, we'd get a first down or two and, you know, nothing would happen. So, you know, we had a lot of mistakes this game, but you got to give your hat off to, you know, VTech for playing how they did.
Talk about the challenge you guys face now the next 2 weeks, Missouri, Texas Tech.
Yeah, you know, playing teams like that, you know, top 10 ranked teams, and, you know, powerhouse is pretty much in the Big 12 now. You got to go into the game with the, you know, the mindset that, you know, you can win the game and, you know, play your best. And, you know, we got Missouri at home, which is a great thing for us. But, you know, we're going to have to go into that game with the mindset that we can beat them and, you know, prepare this week that way, too. We just got to forget about Virginia Tech after today. Yeah, you know, it's it seemed like, you know, a couple plays we were taking shots down the middle, you know, trying to expose their Tampa 2 coverage where they, you know, covered the inside guy with the Mike linebacker. And you know, it seemed like every time we had that play on, somehow they got into Joe and made him rush out of the pocket. So, you know, we have secondary guys on that where Joe's looking to, but mainly he's looking for the, you know, up the middle shot. And it's tough on a play like that when you get rushed outside the pocket. And that was, you know, 3 or 4 of those drives where we had 3rd and long or, you know, 2nd and long. We tried that and got rushed out, either had to throw it away or he got, you know, tackled behind the line of scrimmage. So it's just tough when you got a lot of things going on in the game and, you know, they're playing the way they did and getting the quarterback. It's tough to get the passing game going.
Can you talk about the emotional roller coaster of those last 9 minutes from your punt return to the end of the game?
Yeah, you know, we score and, you know, come back within a score of them and, you know, it would have been great if we got that 2-point conversion, only been to, you know, 3 points, and then, you know, the defense just has to concentrate on, you know, getting them to punt or keeping them to 3 points where we can score a touchdown and, you know, win the game. So, you know, it's tough when you get, you know, get that close and then they go drive down and, you know, we got penalties or, you know, they're playing good and getting outside the pocket and the quarterback runs for, you know, 30 yards. It's tough when, you know, things like that happen on 3rd downs and they score. So, and then we come back and have the punt return, and then, you know, they go down and score. So it was just an up and down, like you said, roller coaster. And it's tough. It's tough on us, tough on the defense, you know, to get out there and try and, you know, put it on their shoulders each time to make a stop like that. And, you know, I think they did a great job this game and, you know, played really well. But, you know, offense definitely is going to have to pick it up and help them out.
What's his experience?
You know, it's definitely a tough game that, you know, kind of sort of came down to the wire. I think, you know, we kind of had a chance there at the end. But, you know, you kind of need a game like that that, you know, hopefully you come out on the winning side of a tough game like that. But, you know, I think it helps both ways, whether you win or lose, setting the mentality for the team, you know, that you can never quit. You never know what's going to happen. And, you know, we've had a lot of games in the Big 12 in the past where, you know, they come down to a field goal, us kicking field goal, them kicking field goal, or us holding them on fourth down, you know, and when they're going in for a score. So, you know, it just helps out set the mentality for that going into Big 12 play.